The state legislature in Ohio has passed a bill that will strip 350,000 public workers in Ohio of their collective bargaining rights, among other things. We're joined now by our friend Bill Cohen, State House reporter for Ohio Public Radio. This bill just needs the governor's signature. And at this point, Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, there's no question that the governor will sign it.
Oh, you're right. There's no question. Governor John Kasich is Ohio's most conservative governor in 70 years. He loves the thrust of this proposal. He says it'll cut labor costs for the state government, cities, and schools, and that will mean taxes can remain where they are. They won't have to be raised. Perhaps they can even be cut. And he says that'll make Ohio more attractive to business and jobs.
Beyond taking away collective bargaining rights for these public workers, what else does this bill do?
Well, that's the basic thrust, but there are several ways it does that. For instance, public employee strikes would be outlawed. All public employees would have to pay at least 15% of health care premiums. Job performance instead of longevity would become the key factor in raises and layoffs. And here's one provision that the unions really hate. No longer would public employees have to pay the equivalent of union dues to keep their jobs. And the unions say this is basically a union-busting bill, especially that provision.
Well, Bill Cohen, a State House reporter for Ohio Public Radio, there were a lot of protests in Ohio, maybe not as many as we saw in Wisconsin. But what happens with those protesters? They now the protest, the opposition dies down once the governor signs the bill?
No, I think the protests actually expand. I mean, we may not see hundreds and thousands of protesters here at the Capitol as we have the last 3 weeks, but instead the protesters will be out on the streets in another way. They plan to hit the streets and collect 330-some thousand petition signatures. I'm sorry, 230,000-some petition signatures. If they do that, this law will be blocked until November, and the law will be put onto the ballot for Ohio voters to get the final say. And the unions may win this because some recent independent polls have shown Ohioans aren't really hot on the idea of changing the current collective bargaining law.
Well, Bill Cohen, I'm gonna ask you to look into your little political crystal ball here for just a second. What kind of blowback could this have? I mean, should the unions become successful? Should they keep it from being implemented? And voters turn out to be largely against this legislation? Will that hurt the governor and these legislators?
Well, it will hurt them some, but the Republicans are in control of all three branches of Ohio government here. They're going to be redrawing the legislative district boundaries to try to ensure that Republicans will hold the legislature for the next decade. So I think in general, unions and those on the left may win a victory in November, but it'll be a defensive victory, and they may have to be fighting defensive wars for the next decade here in the Ohio legislature.
How many public workers are we talking about here?
I think about 350,000 when you include the state and the local and the schools.
And when would this bill be implemented if they don't get a petition signed?
Well, I guess it would start to be implemented 90 days from when the governor signs it, which could be any day now. But I think it's pretty clear the unions are going to be able to collect these petition signatures and start this referendum process. They've got a lot of manpower, and their forces are really energized.
Bill Cohen's a State House reporter for Ohio Public Radio. He's talking about a bill that is expected to be signed by the governor at any point now. It strips 350,000 public workers in Ohio of their collective bargaining rights. Thanks as always, Bill.
Thank you.